You take lead.
Oh, were you embarrassed?
Yes.
Oh, for the singing parts? No.
Well, there are singing parts?
Yeah, there are singing
parts. I have advised against it.
And you guys
which was not a planned thing, but has become a thing.
It's okay. Just what we do when we feel awkward. Two girls and a cocktail
podcast.
You really bailed on that one.
I bailed hard. What's ours?
Getting our shit together.
There we go.
I like it. We both stole like 90s sitcom.
Boy Meets World was very important to me.
You know, yeah. We should do our own sitcom commercial to it, where you're just turning up after reading a piece of paper, you just look up and you're like, regular old sitcom stuff, right?
Yes.
Looking over the shoulder. Is a good one.
That classic things like that where you're like...
The milkman, the paper boy.
You know, put...
Where you pretend like you're doing something and then you're surprised by the camera.
Yeah. Classic, I love those
ones.
Instead, we had a band make ours, so we've never tried to reciprocate it.
Yeah, no.
Well, I watched the Nickelodeon documentary today.
I started watching it too.
You can find that on Roku, Apple TV, and what else?
HBO.
Oh, we're watching that.
Yeah. Dude, it's hard.
I want to watch Drake Bell get diddled.
It was a hard watch.
I was shocked.
Oh, yeah. He was hot.
As in...
He was hot.
It's hard to watch?
It was an uncomfortable interview.
Oh, gotcha.
You know his name? Like, Dan Schroeder. Get out of here.
Dan Schneider.
I love the first one. Dan Rainey.
With the feet stuff. Yeah.
Referring to is, of course, like the 90s sitcom, like... movie star
Dan
kids,
Rainey
TV
diddled
show
young
kids
comics.
On Nickelodeon that were exposed
that's
to
not
the adult
true.
Line.
That's a lie. Dan Rainey did not diddle young comics.
She said Schroeder.
I apologize for that statement.
Oh, did you say that?
Yes, I did.
You know what,
wait,
Dan?
I was the only one?
Oh. You were the only... He told you were special, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you haven't caught on so far, we are joined by two different podcast hosts. They're going to be hijacking it all night.
Hell yeah.
Luckily, they're funny, so it'll be okay.
That's right.
So,
hijacking off.
Of course, with us, we have Manny Crespin.
Yeah.
Crespin. Ooh, that man.
The low voice over here that's going to be doing the
low voice, Two-hole tank, Garrett Waller. That's what they call it.
Two-hole tank, Garrett Waller.
That'll make sense later in the episode.
That was a dramatic fucking story, dude.
No, you got to keep it in. If it bleeds, it leads, man.
Yeah. Triple Gooch Garrett.
Isn't that funny that they had to hear like a personal story about you and they're like, I don't know if we can put it in.
There are worse things about Bugbee in this podcast. I'm sure there is.
We cut him out usually.
That's true. I specifically say,
okay, don't like cut this. But I'm gonna tell you a story.
You guys are clean.
No, fuck no.
It's fine.
I just used to say the R word a lot when we first started.
Garrett wouldn't do that.
It wouldn't.
With the Beanie Boys, we literally had a debate for like 15 minutes about
whether or not
to say
the
word, and we just went off the rails.
Well, we
don't need to do it again.
Yeah, so our
podcast is getting our shit together.
It is.
Guys, sorry, what's the R word?
A retarded.
Rancid.
I fell for it. You did.
Nice job. And you'll hear me a lot on here not saying funny things, but keeping us on task. Melody Clemma, always keeping us on task.
She speaks in third person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And who are you?
I'm the other co-host of Two Girls, One Cocktail, Kelly motherfucking Bugbee.
That's right, two girls and one cuck.
Yeah,
I see that up there. And that is a good description for Sarkar.
Andrew, I didn't mean to take the low balls.
No. That's what I'm
it's
here for.
It's actually perfect. That is perfect for Andrew.
Especially on your little cuck stool.
Yeah.
That's even better. This is little cuck stool.
He didn't have to look at you. He was just like, well, I mean, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. We're all staring at Michael.
Oh, we've broken him.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean, I was pretty broken already.
That's true.
That's how we took the job.
We were trying to bring it up, guys. Thanks.
He's like, can I be the producer of your podcast? I'll do it for free. We're like, okay.
We already have a producer. You can come hang out.
Yes. Yeah, and then he stopped drinking and he got way more boring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but we'll put up.
Just in general, not even just on the show.
Yeah.
You healthy piece of shit.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how healthy he is.
How he eats vegetables.
I still chain smoke, so.
Are you eating vegetables now?
I always eat vegetables.
Okay.
That you don't microwave?
It's like, I don't know. Are you taking your iron supplements, Buggy?
Oh, back at ya.
Most
borderline anemic.
I am borderline anemic.
Yes.
That was the most boring argument I've ever had.
These are fights that I'll never have. Right? Like, you guys are like,
that's what you say.
Like, Andrew, have you eaten your vegetables? I'm like, doesn't matter. He looks 60.
It's true. Like,
this guy's ready.
Dude looks like fucking Freddy Krueger before the burns. Mm-hmm. That's not.
Well, kind of mid burns, right? The hair's gone, but the.
What made it so mean was that Garrett was saying, like, it didn't matter. Like, he's reading and he's like, here's an insult. So, fuck. Like, instead of looking at you and giving you respect, he was like, I don't give a fuck about you right now.
Yeah.
Everyone's pretending to read it but not saying at all. So, we always go over the drink. We're idiots. Yes. We don't know what we're fucking doing. We know beer. We don't know cocktails. So this is a safe space.
We're all learning together,
Manny, and making the drink.
What's that now?
But it's
literally how I feel.
Yeah.
Because Garrett knows too. I'm a very energetic for the most part, but I'm a rancid guy.
He's full blown retarded.
I worked 40 hours of overtime this last week, and like I'm ready to go.
40 hours of overtime? You worked 80 hours?
I'm working 60, so I'm working all weekend tomorrow, but then I'm working 60 next week, which is
that's too much.
Yeah.
But it's overnights too, but a little bit of heroin, like, it doesn't keep you too asleep. You eventually, it's weird how your body reacts with tequila.
Are you upset about your boyish charm, so you're trying to work it out?
Do I have a boyish charm?
You think
it's fading.
It's fading.
I think so charm is like maybe not the right word.
I've never heard charm.
Boyish for sure.
Aesthetic. Aesthetic.
The more and more you let your mustache grow, the less and less boyish charm you have.
Yes.
I do like.
Wait, are you trying for a mustache?
No, for months. So when I was. So I was homesick yesterday with food poisoning, and I remember I looked up in the mirror and I was telling my girlfriend, I was like, oh fuck, like, if we're doing the show tomorrow, I'm gonna look terrible. So I did shave it, so it looked like say it, you son of a bitch. Okay, so I had a full on beard, like, it was as big as Garrett's.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
Oh, for sure.
No.
Well, it was getting there, but.
I think that Garrett's beard is more full than your bush.
Damn. Oh,
yeah. I bet that Garrett's bush is just as full as his face, though.
Mm.
There's a lot of doctors who know the answer to that question.
Well,
because they wiped that little bit of gel off.
They
on
remember.
His cup.
Yeah.
They wipe off the gel.
Right, we hope it was just gel.
We all smelled that gel.
The only thing worse than if he wiping the finger off on your. Ass cheek is if he'd said you're welcome,
then like tussled my hair.
Yeah, yeah.
I did find that to be like the most disturbing part of the story.
You guys good back there? Yeah.
Well, our listeners haven't heard this nasty ass story we're talking about.
They will, though.
They will. We're leaving it in.
They might. We don't know.
They'll hear it on ours.
They will hear it on ours.
They will.
Mm-hmm. So if you have any complaints about this nasty story, where can they send that, Bugby?
Nasty story. That's life.
Contact us at 2girls1cocktailpodcast@gmail.com. That's 2girls1cocktailpodcast@gmail.com.
And I never will.
Oh.
We check it.
Every
right? Or do you? Actually, I've never checked it.
Why? It's John
you can also
like, hey,
reach
guys,
us at Down the Block with Dan and Garrett. That was a fatal podcast that never happened.
Because
Dan Rainey's a fucking.
A
good
bigger,
one.
A bigger flake than Garrett.
That's true.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask about the buttons.
Go ahead. Oh yeah, here we go.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ingram. Buy my new book, Mind Conf 2.
Oh man!
I'm glad it didn't bomb. As soon as I said it, I was like, "No." Garrett was like, "No."
Well, I mean, I think you just ratioed our listeners.
Give me my sheet back. Give me my sheet back.
Oh, sorry.
He needs that.
Yes. Okay, so
he's been studying.
The drink we're doing today is the Mexican Mule. For obvious reasons.
Well, explain it, because Garrett had this great idea,
it's
too.
It's beautiful. Yeah, Garrett, tell us why you came up with this amazing drink.
Yeah. What inspired you?
Oh, yeah, because we were trying to come up with an idea, and you said, because it's...
Garrett, what does that mean? Mexican Mule is, fuck. It's...
We're not using the R word all episode.
Oh, dude.
Mexican Mule. What's the other meal? Moscow Mule.
Yes, that's the original.
But we wanted
meal,
to incorporate a drink that mixed Manny's Mexican culture with my white culture.
So ginger.
So we got the ginger beer and the mint sprig.
and mules are for everybody. Everybody's got mules.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's true. So I'm glad. By the way, this is 30 minutes in, and this is already fun as fuck, so just so you guys know. I'm super glad you guys came over. This is
cool.
I'm having fun, too.
Yeah.
I'll have fun in a few more minutes.
You're being far too nice to me. Stop saying you're having
so,
fun.
So, Bugby,
functioning.
Sucks.
Alcoholic.
Functioning. So
I put the fun in it.
While you can still read, why don't you tell us what... Do I need to make this closer to me?
I don't know. Do I need to make this closer to me?
By the way, I love not having to focus. Like, when you said, so we have this layout, I was like, finally, because Garrett's so used to me just having to check this and that. I'm like, I can take it over.
Thank let it go. Yeah. Put it all on me. Put it on me.
You could have just used the episode I wrote the other day.
No, we have to do a Mexican Mule.
You write episodes?
Your heart just all of a sudden depleted.
She doesn't get to take credit for doing all the work if she's not doing all the work.
Yeah, but we didn't get to use it because Bugby had food poisoning.
I did have food poisoning.
Everybody that cancels on me had food poisoning. They're like, I have two holes in my taint all of a sudden.
Oh, no, I canceled. I canceled because I went to go watch Ghostbusters last night.
I believe that.
Nice.
I am buzzed.
Yeah. Last time I did was
I don't drink too much. So this
I think like the one drink buzz is perfect.
I do love it too. The initial buzz. When you do cocaine and it's that first one, you're like, okay, we know where we're going.
Yeah.
But let's not go anymore.
I don't ever
say that. No one has ever said that once.
So Andrew's done cocaine. He knows.
Well,
Yes.
Not recently.
So, Bugby, tell us the recipe.
It's so real. Andrew's
while
so
Manny
sad.
Makes Garrett another drink.
Or Garrett.
Bugby, what is the recipe?
Oh,
Bugby!
The recipe.
Whatever.
So, if you'd like to make a Moscow Mule along with us, you'll need 1.5 ounces tequila.
Why did you just pull your pants down?
Why are you showing your butt?
Wow.
Blast, but it didn't work. I forgot your daughter is right behind me.
Yeah, I think that's a crime.
You should be on your list.
Bad person, Manny.
My name is Dan Rainey.
All right, you'll need 1.5 ounces of tequila, silver preferably.
He is measuring this time.
1/2 ounce lime juice, freshly squeezed. Then you're going to top that off with ginger beer and a mint sprig. It's supposed to be sprig.
You try writing an episode.
I have a couple of times.
If you own a computer.
We don't write episodes.
I do own a computer
getting our
now.
Shit together.
You know what it's like to have 10 people.
It's a testament to the fact that we don't have our shit together.
Me or like in general.
Oh, that was pretty good. Atta girl. I like that.
Atta girl.
Alright, sorry, this is still this is G Babies.
That's a lot of
G Twink. The G Twink. No, let's give you a little more. Sorry.
All right. Did you just call me G Twink? Here we go.
Here we go.
Bubbles like Alka-Seltzer.
I fucking hate Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, you would.
You wanted your second? Is it working?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we...
Lead the way, guys.
There's no mint in here, but it's still pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be better with mint, but it's fine.
Okay, did you do the preparation?
I have not.
Don't do what Manny's doing. We're going to tell you guys how to do it.
So the proper way in which to make the Mexican Mule is you will add all the ingredients into a highball glass filled with ice. And then you're going to give it a gentle stir and garnish.
I think so.
Okay.
Highball is skinnier.
It's a rock
skinnier. Yeah, highball is like a
Long Island ice. Tea glass.
Is this just like
it's
a
the
rocks
Manny
glass?
Glasses? Oh, look at that thing up there. He's got a highball glass.
Oh, this guy?
Where?
Yeah, that's
this
it.
If you want.
No, I don't want that.
Give it to me in the proper glass.
My brother was actually a Mexican Mule for the cartel. He would give a totally different response to all of this.
We keep saying retarded. Sorry, is Mexican mule racist?
So how's your brother's butthole?
It's just not a bad word.
No, but there are implications to being a Mexican mule.
Well, how's your brother's butthole then? If we're talking buttholes today.
He got out of prison a few months ago. How's yours?
Mid to fair.
We're talking about our buttholes.
Yeah.
I know guys, I'm not good. You know what, guys? Come on. We're clean comedy now, okay? We're clean milk, clean comedy all the way.
I'm gross.
So sorry.
I don't know. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Where do you go, John Christ?
You know.
All right. Drinks are good.
Drinks are good.
Yes.
Everybody's feeling good.
Can you still hear me breathing?
No.
Okay.
We're good now.
I'm super hydrated. I've had more water today than I ever had in my entire life. You know what?
No.
Garrett, yeah.
You're good. But I do respect that you wait until he sat down.
I'm saying, like, Garrett and I, we went from, like, when we started a show, I was like, guys, full bar, let's get crazy, and then we just stopped, so I was like, maybe tonight's gonna, but it's fine, Garrett.
It's fine.
All right, back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Back on track, baby.
Pause here to make your cocktail and drink a lot. We all say that at some point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so what are your, like, bartending skill level? Like,
skill level?
Yeah.
Have you ever been paid to make
take
a drink
off
your
shirt?
All the girls I tried to trick to hang out with me in college, like, fair. I really learned how to be a bartender. And I also learned that you can't pull a cork off of wine with a fork.
Okay. You had to learn that?
I mean, you can.
You can use a shoe.
How do you use a shoe?
Well, you take the bottom of it, and you take the shoe, and then, like, you hit it against the wall.
That sounds safe.
Then it pops the cork.
That's like a guy that has a sword, and is like, I'll get the top of the champagne bottle by going like this.
Yeah.
I've seen both of those methods fail spectacularly. Yeah. I've seen a guy, like, do the shoe method, but...
Yeah.
As he goes to hit against the wall, the shoe falls, and he just smashes the bottle against the wall.
Oh my gosh.
Like a shit. Okay.
Before I even go, what is it, the recipe?
So, Buffy, tell Manny the recipe.
Okay, Manny, the recipe is, you want 1.5 ounce tequila.
Okay, by the way, because I'm a classic bitch.
Okay.
So what is it? Tell our listeners.
So basic.
Oh, 1800 silver tequila. If you're a gold tequila person, you're trash. I don't care if you're in this room. Gold sucks. It's like a fucking cigarette.
Especially for any sort of mixed drink, like, why would you ever do gold?
I don't think they even say gold anymore.
Gold!
What is it? There are some that are, like, lighter, too.
Gold!
They were, like, 1.5, you said.
Yes, 1.5.
Someone's getting
and we like to be very exact on this show.
That's fine.
Okay. That's a joke, because...
That was a lie.
I almost never measure.
All right, starts with her shaky heart.
My shaky
hands.
1/2 ounce lime juice. Freshly squeezed.
Fresh it.
Oh, yeah. We do fresh squeezed.
Yeah, squeezing the bottle.
We always use fresh squeezed as well.
You're not even measuring that.
It seemed like a half squeezer, too.
All right.
Did you already put ice in there?
I should put it on ice first, right?
Ice first.
Good call, team. And if I'm doing these size of guys, how many? 3, 4, 5?
3 each.
I tried to get the good alcohol ones when Garrett and I started this, and then nobody wanted it. So I was like, well, goddammit.
Well, we'll always want something.
Yeah.
I agree, too.
Let me try that crusty-ass kombucha. That was the worst.
I said 3.
3? Okay.
And never confuse me for Andrew again.
Oh, no, I was swear to fucking
God. Damn.
Okay,
it is what it is.
Yeah. Okay, and then you're going to top it with ginger beer.
I love ginger beer.
How many ounces? Because I'm going to measure it.
It just is top.
What's your guys' favorite ginger beer?
Go with your heart.
An alcoholic one.
Oh, Bermuda is my favorite.
All right, and then you want...
It's actually...
Yeah, it's Bermuda.
Ginger beer is what I switched to after I stopped drinking.
Great rap, too.
Yeah.
So after this, then...
You need fresh mint.
I do have fresh mint, too.
Okay.
That does not surprise me.
Spring, it's a sprig, isn't it?
It's supposed to be sprig. It obviously auto-corrected.
Okay.
Well, I tried it in gum, but it is mint flavor.
Okay, that's perfect.
Put some gum in there.
Spit your gum in there.
I really wanted to get mint because I grow it, but it's not in season.
You can use one of our stir sticks we just got.
Oh, look at these. I love this thing. You ever seen how they do it? You know that. You know how they do it.
Somehow you're doing it
I
wrong.
Feel like not that,
no. No. I know what you're doing.
You're supposed to, like, twirl it in your fingers.
No. Not even that. Watch. I know what I'm doing here.
Oh, my God.
Don't shake it with the ginger
beer. Don't shake it, you son of a bitch.
How does this go? Hold on.
What is happening? What are you doing?
Oh, because you... Okay. And it's supposed to follow the thing down, but...
That is actually kind of...
Tell our viewers what's happening. I'm fucking
seducing. There's a spiral. Oh, he's losing it.
Yeah.
He started off great.
Yeah.
I got nervous.
So he poured down the bartender's stirrer.
Stirrer.
I also can't shake it now because there is ginger beer.
Yeah, you can't do that. You have to do your trick back into the glass. Oh, and it is a copper mug.
Oh, it's the only one I have.
But also, shaking's not in the instructions.
So we're good like this?
A gentle stir.
And garnish.
I have oregano.
Perfect. I don't think if they look the same, it's still
we have a confusing look. Manny, we never include the accoutrement.
Good. I'm glad.
I feel like if you want the first one.
I'll take, because I want the copper mug.
And tell me what it needs.
Did you put the ginger beer in it already?
The ginger beer is in there. 4.8 ounces.
Not very full, I feel like.
I didn't want it to be full.
It's supposed to be in a highball glass.
Plenty. You want more?
Yeah.
Get in there.
Okay.
4.97.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
and now I feel like berry.
Now I know where I'm at, guys. I know exactly.
Okay, I feel like for mine, I can take 2 ounces of tequila.
Oh God.
Add more tequila.
She's not driving.
Yeah.
She's not driving.
It's a half ounce.
Passenger princess.
Let's get crazy.
Okay.
And so Garrett's not having one, and Andrew's not having one.
No, I'm having one.
Okay, good.
I'm having one.
I wouldn't want to take this away from you.
Yeah.
Was this your cheat day?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and then is this mine? I think this one is mine. That's right.
Oh, you have a stir stick or your stir.
What do you do somewhere? Oh, it's right there. Yeah,
you're making up that it needs to be shaken.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be shaken.
I'm just looking for it.
It needs to be stirred gently.
I already forgot. So,
so you're pulling a real Bugbee right now.
So when I pour this in the glass, should the beer, ginger beer be in there already?
No, you're going to top it with it.
Okay.
You got this.
So I'm guessing you didn't get a lot of ladies this season. You'd be off the fucking charts.
Impressed with your bartending skills.
Who's number two?
I'll take it.
If you want more or less Bermuda, let me know. Okay.
Oh, I can hear the fizz in the microphone.
I'm just saying, guys, it's kind of sexy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some would call your style frantic.
Manny, you could just pass me a ginger beer.
You want a ginger beer?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I think there's alcohol in it. Is there alcohol in it?
I think it's very light, but it's up to you.
No, this is a non-alcoholic one. There are alcoholic ones, but then there's also non-alcoholic.
I thought they're all alcoholic. I didn't know that.
Ginger beer, no.
How many ounces of tequila?
But some are.
Some are.
Surprise me.
You just gotta check. But you lucked out today, Andrew.
Refreshing.
Okay, I'm gonna wait to try mine.
Savor it. Let all the ice melt.
Just wait and see how long until you start to get.
What did you do?
What did you do?
Did you splash yourself in the? You got a little in your eye.
It's not the first time. Shot in the eye. My own doing, of course. All right.
He's gonna shake it again.
Oh, so you're sticking with that?
That method. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still gonna do it.
Real bartender.
It does. The sound of it, like if you're just hanging out and someone comes over your house, you're like, "What's up, guys?" And they're like, "He has the what?"
Yeah.
And you're like, "Yeah, I don't know what the name is, but I have the what
is it? a shaker."
That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah.
He has the what?
You didn't know the name
for a shaker? I know it's very scientific. What?
Don't you work with dying people? You should know the names of things better.
He works with people with shakes. Alcohol is the number one thing we get there besides heroin and stabbing, but whatever. Yeah.
You probably could name every part of the asshole.
Well, are we going to go down through what the real names are? So, the number one thing right there,
perineum.
Your gooch?
Perineum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's gooch, dude. Don't
perineum.
No, gooch is the medical term.
Yeah. And then carpe diem is...
Having blown two holes out of my gooch.
So why don't you tell the guys a story while making this last drink?
This is also a great story. How did you change your taint?
It was 2011.
I love it.
Christmas time.
I woke up covered in blood.
And I decided to go to the ER.
Good.
This is terrifying.
A week previously, I couldn't sit down. I was having real difficulty sitting down, and I couldn't understand why. So I went into the ER, and the doctor was like, "I'm gonna need you to lay down frog style. I was like, what is...
How do you lay down?
He said frog style.
What does that mean?
Like, I asked him the same question. I was like, what does frog style mean? He's like, ankles to assholes, buddy. I was like, all right, that makes sense.
It's more of a kneeling position, I think.
He's like, okay, it looks like you got some bruising, but nothing. You should take some sits back. And he's like, you've been riding bikes? No. He's like, okay, well, just take it easy, take some sits baths, stuff like that. You should be fine. I was like, okay, cool. And then a week goes by, I wake up covered in blood. I decide.
Wait, covered in asshole blood?
I don't know.
Taint blood.
So it go seems to the ER worse for some
seems
reason.
So much worse.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I've had asshole blood before.
Yeah. You know,
who hasn't?
Who hasn't?
What do you say?
You drink too much to not have asshole blood ever.
So, I pee out of my butt.
God damn. So I go to the ER, and I get a female doctor, a male nurse, and two female doctor students. And the male nurse is like the biggest asshole I've ever seen. Because he's just like, drop your pants. I'm like, well, can't we just like talk about it? He's like, drop your pants.
Jesus Christ.
And then it was the biggest asshole he'd ever seen.
Yeah.
Are you sure I'm the right patient? He's like, I don't care. Drop
him. He's like, so I lay on the hospital bed. The doctor comes out. The two female student doctors come out. She's like, I have to check. So she gloves up. She grabs some lube. I'm like, oh, I was like, do they have to be here for this? And the nurse, like, before the doctor say anything, the nurse is like, yeah, they gotta learn. I'm like, fuck.
Jesus Christ, they gotta learn.
They so learned today.
She shoves her finger in my ass. And she's like, I don't feel anything weird. I was like, no. And then she, like, she pulls your finger out of me and she wipes it on my ass cheek.
What?
And,
that can't be right. That can't be standard.
I think that is malpractice.
It was just...
I'll tell you something that I see. People do forget, even when patients are awake, they will treat you just like you're not there, and they'll do shit like that. I see it all the time.
Yeah, so she's like, she goes, everything seems okay. I want to take you back and get you an ultrasound on your scrotum. I'm like, cool. So we go back there, and I'm laying there. The ultrasound tech comes back. She grabs my nutsack. And she's like, why is it so thick? And I was like,
she did not say that.
Just say built that. Different.
I was like, I don't know. I was like, it might be scar tissue. And she's like,
Scar tissue.
She does the sonogram. Like, she's like, nothing out of the ordinary. And I go back. The doctor looks at me. She's like, well, sonogram results came back. Your insides are fine. She's like, it might have been your ring. You might have cut yourself while adjusting in the middle of the night. She's like, but we have a couple options for you. You can either wear support pads or we can cauterize the wound. I was like, well, what do you recommend?
Cauterize. Fuck me.
I was like, well, what do you recommend? She's like, honestly, just support pads. I was like, what are support pads? And the nurse goes, maxi pads, buddy.
Hell yeah.
You just deal with it.
Yeah.
Until
so
you come back again.
I put the maxi pad on. I put my shorts on. I go outside and I sit on this fucking metal bench. And the moment I sit down on this metal bench, I feel excruciating pain. And I wake up and I feel this... Oh, I don't wake up. I sit up and I feel like this warm sensation trickle down my leg.
Oh, no.
There was a cyst in there. It ruptured.
Heavy flow.
And it...
I didn't... Sorry, guys. I didn't know all this shit happened. I didn't know he was... I didn't know he was dying on his goose. I thought he was going to be like, I popped a zit.
Manny, you like, orchestrated this entire thing.
His soul is leaving his ass. His daughter had to leave.
I know.
Jesus, Lord.
Oh, God.
For our viewers, I'm very sorry.
Oh, okay. So it ruptured and blew two holes in my taint. And I was like, I'm not going back in the ER for that. I don't fucking care. I'll deal
how
with it.
How much pain? 1 to 10 pain?
Pain? It's probably like a 6, but I was like, fuck. And before that, like, I couldn't sit down. I had crazy fevers. I thought I was going to die.
He really was dying. Yeah. I think it's all funny over here. And he's like, no, I have holes.
Yeah,
I literally blew two holes in my
head. You've actually been dead for 13 years.
your two extra holes were looking at your asshole like, you ain't seen shit.
Yeah, no, and it was wicked. And, you know, because of that experience and having to wear those pads for months while everything healed right, like, I now understand the frustration of putting on a pad sticky side up.
I've never
fun.
Done that.
I've never.
I've had a wing flip up and take out a few pubes.
I am more woman than you.
I've definitely. Yeah.
What Well, yeah, I was just about to say, it's like, well, you're kind of just experiencing what menstruation is for women every month.
God, it was the worst. Yeah. I had to go in
because they're bleeding.
My aunt scared me. She's like, dude, you could get gangrene. Your dick could fall off. You should probably go in. And I was like, okay. I went in on Christmas Eve. And he's like, the doctor's like, no, it looks fine. I was like, cool. He's like, just keep doing what you're doing. I'm like, fuck yes.
Yeah.
He's like, but I gotta check.
Your butthole?
Yeah.
Oh.
So Christmas Eve, he shoves his finger at me. I go, oh, God. And he's like.
If you were singing Christmas music, it would
be like,
much
better. He goes, Mr. Waller, it's Christmas. I was like, baby Jesus.
He was mad.
He said,
oh, God.
No cursing when I put stuff up you.
Yeah.
It's like a mega guy. It's like, you got to put the Christ back in Christmas. It's Jesus Christ today.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Christ. It just keeps going digger, just like deeper and deeper.
Well, I got the Holy Spirit in me.
But you're all healed up now?
Yeah, that was years ago.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Sorry about that, guys. Cheers to Garrett's Tate, everyone.
Cheers.
Two the miracle of Tate,
miss. Right.
Origin. Origin. / time of popularity.
Okay.
I think we'd have at least like 3 more listeners if we didn't do that every week.
I agree. I did. I felt like you guys were like seniors in high school. Like, this is gonna kill at the fucking thing.
No,
we're gonna fucking kill.
I'm glad that finally
place.
Have a team on my side.
This is my mom and die on that hill. Okay, I don't care. It doesn't have to be funny.
It's catchy.
It's perfect. Yeah.
No one has ever complimented. No.
People stop me on the street all the time. They're like, you know what I love about your podcast?
When I was valedictorian, I swear to God, I was gonna. Yeah. Anyways, no, it's fine.
All right.
We didn't get defensive.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Okay.
Sorry for attacking.
Hold on. Never apologize to them.
Apology not accepted, but it's fine. Tequila. Didn't start out as the partier's shot of choice. It didn't even start out as a tequila we know today. The Aztecs prized a fermented drink known as...
I needed Manny for this. Do you speak
pulque.
Spanish?
That's not Spanish.
Pero sí. Pulque. Pulque. Right?
Yeah, that's probably Aztec.
P-U-L-Q.
It's in your script.
Bulque.
Yeah, but I didn't read any of that. I'm just
kidding. Yeah.
I don't know what that word is.
Second to last word.
You do know that ancient Aztecs didn't speak Spanish, right?
Well, it has Spanish. Well... Yeah, okay, keep going.
Okay. Raped and pillaged.
Which used the sap of the agave plant. This technique was also likely used by the Olmecs and even older civilization dating back to 1000 BC that was based in the lowlands of Mexico. The milky liquid was so important to Aztec culture that they worshipped two gods known
milky
for their relationship
liquid.
To booze.
So the pulque is this milky liquid that they used to suck
milky
out of the agave
liquid.
Plant to get drunk.
I get it.
Yes. That's what you put on your breathy voice.
Yeah.
Milky.
And I don't do a breathy voice. Okay. The first was Mea Huel, the goddess of the Megway.
Milky liquid.
And the second was her husband, Patekel.
Quetzalcoatl?
The god of
Milky.
Pulque. The first documentation of pulque.
Milky.
What, it's probably just pulp.
I don't think
you're kidding. And poor Emily's gonna hear it down in the hallway, like later up to in the morning, just.
Milky liquid.
She's like, God damn it, Dad, it's still good. Hey, Dad, what does that mean, though, exactly?
You forgot to take your pills.
On stone walls, of course, appeared around 200 AD. The drink really caught on centuries later when the Aztec received a surprise visit from the Spanish.
That's the nicest way they could have ever put that.
A surprise visit.
Oh, for sure.
What up, man?
That sentence is propaganda.
Yes.
Do my girl's Filipino, so she will, like, anytime we talk history, she's like, shut the fuck up, you raped and pillaged. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of raping and pillaging going on in the Philippines right now. So.
Wow, I just...
Over banana ketchup.
Okay. And I think because we're doing a joint venture here with our podcast, one of you should read the next
sure.
paragraph.
I don't even know where we're at. Are you reading?
Well, it's the second paragraph. There's only two.
Well, there are multiple theories on the beginning of agave distillation. A common telling involves the Spanish invasion and primitive mud stills. The parched Spaniards couldn't be without their brandy for too long. So when supplies began to run low, they improvised with mud and agave, essentially creating what we know today as mezcal. Remember, all tequilas are technically mezcals, but not all mezcals are tequilas. In the mid-1500s, the Spanish government opened a trade route between Manila and Mexico. And in the early 1600s, the Marquis of Altamira built the first large-scale distillery in what is now Tequila, Jalisco.
I think
that's perfect. Enough
to read it. That was actually pretty
good. There's
actually
two more sentences on the next page.
Motherfucker.
Not doing it, bitch.
From the humble pulque, milky liquid, to today's craft tequilas. Bartenders around the world are taming the humble agave nectar into more than simple margaritas and tequila sunrises. Fun facts!
Actually, just real quick, I do think you guys should read them together from now on. I think that's how we build a cult.
Their cadence, you can tell they're on a good thing together. You guys read it like
I don't know if like we're that connected, to be honest
that
with
was
you.
Too beautiful. Bugby and I would never pull that off.
Although you never mind.
Yeah, you probably should.
I didn't know if you wanted me to share a story or not. Okay, let's keep going.
Fun facts.
Oh, there's a song.
You.
We do not promise any actual fun be had in the learning of these facts.
Fun fact number one.
Jesus.
In Aztec mythology, Patecali, how do we call him?
Oh, yeah. This is where we started testing ourselves.
Yes. Okay. It was a god of healing and fertility and the discoverer of peyote.
Hell yeah.
As
I like
well
this god.
As the lord of the root of pulque or...
Patecali. Milky liquid.
And then his wife is May Jawel.
There's a little like...
I know, I've left that in there for myself.
Okay.
Majual. Yes, but she was the female deity associated with the Maguey plant.
That is a gremlin.
Yes. But she also birthed 400 drunken rabbit babies.
Hell yeah.
What? I had to put that in there, so that's an Aztec god. You get behind.
This sounds like a couple I'd actually like to go to dinner
with. So, like, the rabbits were born drunk?
A good time.
I couldn't find... It was
drunken
only one
rabbit babies.
Drunken rabbit babies.
Yeah, if we've
that's
got...
That's a great band name.
Yes. 400 drunken rabbit babies.
Yeah, if any Mexican history experts are listening to this podcast, just write in and tell us we're fucking idiots.
And again, that email address is down the block with Dan and Gary.
All right, do we want to go, like, clockwise?
Sit down!
Make sure I do my job. All right, yes. Cool. Fun fact number two.
In a move to take ownership of the term tequila, the Mexican government declared the term as its intellectual property in 1974. This made it necessary for tequila to be made and aged in certain areas of Mexico, and it's also made it illegal for other countries to produce or sell their own tequila.
Did you know that about your Mexican heritage?
Did you even listen?
I honestly, I do that a lot of the time where I'll go back and be like, I didn't even read that. No, I actually didn't know that at all. That's crazy.
I did know that.
Do you know the peyote one?
I did not know the peyote.
Can you imagine being the first guy that discovered peyote? They're like, what the fuck's up with Gary? Like, he was just sitting out there just, like, peeing in circles for a long time.
Yeah, he's been shitting his pants in the corner for, like, a week.
But he said he saw God, so...
let's give him a thought, guys. Yeah. Let's go hang out. Anyways, back to it. That is pretty
perfect.
Crazy.
So because tequila is, like, champagne, like, where, like, it has to be from the Champagne region of France to be called champagne.
What is it? Bourbon has to be Kentucky.
Yeah.
See, that's where weird, too, because, like, I love tequila more than any other liquor.
Because of your heritage.
Maybe so, but it's also like the one where like
it's in your
some
blood.
People make people the drunk, the horny, this and that. Tequila's always the one where like, I'm here. I'm ready to go.
No, it's the opposite for me. It's the one where it's I'm
weird.
Too drunk or too horny.
I turn into a woo girl
Yeah, white people, I don't know why, it's always like a lift of like someone's going to die tonight, whether it's by making love or like by murder or I guess both is when it happens, but
love and murder.
I always feel great after I have it. As long as it's silver. Golden?
God, yeah.
I don't know why.
I mean, I feel great on it. Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know if everyone
it's
else
when you
feels
wake up the next
great.
Morning naked next to a dead deer in your bedroom, you're like, this would have gone this way.
I mean, it probably still would have gone that way, but you know.
And then you realize it was just a hole in your gooch.
To a hole in the gooch.
All right, Garrett, hole in the gooch Waller. How about you read fun fact number three?
Fun fact number three. All mule drinks originate from the non-alcoholic beverage known as the horse's neck, which consists of ginger ale and a long lemon pill, and dates to the late 19th century. Bartenders soon took to spiking the refreshing beverage, usually with a bourbon or rye, and the horse's neck with a kick was born. As time wore on, the name was shortened to mule, and a creature known to kick backward and sideways with a powerful punch.
Ooh, see, I thought we did the Moscow Mule episode already.
Yeah.
So it was nice we did the Mexican Mule, but I don't remember us talking about how that became, why mule.
No, we just kind of, we got the Moscow part.
Yeah.
But that was it.
That was the vodka.
Yeah!
There we go, it's not Garrett for once.
All right, am I reading this one?
I didn't plan
it. Jesus Christ, you just...
You're
like
Dean
from Sunny in Philly. They're just like, shut up! Assholes.
Let him on the episode.
Come on, let him out!
The show wouldn't happen without me.
If he speaks, we have to pay him.
We've never had a fun time
I know,
before.
this is new territory.
They've never paid me once.
God, you're like my one testicle. It's just the dick is like, shut up.
She, your best friend?
Well, you just
listen, this podcast is about fighting the patriarchy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, so, men suck. I get
right?
It. Yeah. I get it. Yeah, shut up, Andrew. If you want to read the fourth one.
I mean, if you want to count it,
I was just going to say, it's the longest one. I don't think anyone enjoys reading.
who enjoys reading?
I mean, I do.
More than listening to you, though.
Oh, well, that's
damn.
Fair.
Andrew does like reading, though. If you want to read his book.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ingram. Buy my new book.
Oh, that's fucked up. Come on, Andrew. Come on, dude.
Hey, you forgot the subtitle. Auschwitz Boogaloo.
Oh, that was good.
Sorry, it's a sequel.
Yeah, well, every Marvel fanboy. Okay, there are three main categories of tequila, categorized based on age and distillation. Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo. Blanco, which actually means white, or silver tequila, is considered the most popular with aficionados in tequila home.
Okay, all right. You need to call back. Okay.
So, Garrett's
on
your phone call.
Oh!
Yes!
Answer the phone again in the middle of the podcast.
You had that ready because you knew he was going to do that?
No, we have a new pie game we're working on.
Is that always the...
We have a new pie game working on, but I just saw him answer the phone.
I only see check marks for Manny.
Just, you know, that's going to smell so bad.
Is it that bad?
Who was on the phone?
My cousin is not going to make it.
The one that was in the hospital?
Yeah.
Shit.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry,
buddy. Yep.
That timing was...
Yes, I'm not allowed to be frivolous.
Oh, shut up, dude. You're serious. The one...
Yeah.
I literally wrote them a letter, too. That's pretty...
Sorry, I didn't understand...
God bit him! Shut up!
So, I think...
Okay, so that was not real.
That was so uncomfortable for me.
Oh, my God.
No, it's fine. He died last week. Okay. That part is real.
Yeah. Well, you had to save the news, though, for the right time.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That was
incredible.
It's
been
popped in
so good.
Oh, yeah. You were so awkward this whole thing.
Oh, my God. You should have let him just hold on to it all. Garrett was like, we won't tell him. I'm like, I like that.
That was the fake fact.
Oh, my God.
All right, sorry.
Carry on. My soul left my body. And I was like, I don't want to be here.
So how much of the bit was planned? All of it?
Oh, yeah, that part was, absolutely.
You killed your cousin.
Hey, man, you got to make sacrifices for your art.
I haven't been booked in a long time.
If you ain't willing to kill a cousin or two, are you even interested in show business?
You go out of your way to like prove relevancy anymore.
Don't clean it up. Just don't clean it. Leave it.
My
Because it smells weak.
It's going to smell so bad.
Yeah. It smells like it's awful when it's in my beard.
It smells bad.
No, have you never pied someone in the face before?
I feel like I've done a pie fight.
I mean, not with whipped cream.
So whipped cream, yeah. It, like the 2 seconds after, it just smells like rotting milk. It just does. Really... Yeah.
Especially when it touches Garrett's face.
Yeah, it's sure. It's like all over the side of your head over here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Clean me, Manny.
Dude, at this point, your sweat the is milky, fucking whipped cream.
Wait, has anyone else seen Dune 2? Because this is a deleted scene. just like a young Baron Harkonnen. Developing his murder case.
I think Manny would have cried if it was real.
For the people that do know or don't know, Mel put on a great show where Garrett and I played Chris Farley and David Spade doing a whole, you know, their old gags together last year. And I couldn't hold it together, and I regret that I couldn't hold it together. And so I told Garrett when we did this, I was like, I'm not gonna fucking fail. I'm gonna hold my shit together.
Okay, so this was like a redemption bit.
Oh yeah, it was. This was all for redemption, but it got so much more awkward than I thought. That Garrett wasn't supposed to say anything.
No.
And he felt so bad for you guys.
No, I that was the perfect amount of commitment.
Oh my god, Manny, I thought you were like such a dick. I was like, and now we have a I think he's gonna cry.
I am not good at those kind of. I was like, do I walk away?
Bucky just goes, it's like, Mel, give me your keys.
For sure.
Yeah. I'll wait in the car.
Yes. It's gonna cut to when you look at the camera and say, he died last week though, so.
No. Okay, and you read your fucking fun fact.
I don't even want to now. It's the longest one.
If you don't read it, you're never getting another shot.
This is your son only.
Guy, the only person that likes to read in the world, just
do it!
Lick my nipple.
So you've done like pedophilia and now bestiality.
No, pedophilia then pet-ophilia.
Oh.
I feel ya.
There it was.
I'm worried for your dog.
Yeah. Nobody's as happy.
How much peanut butter do you go through?
He loves peanut butter.
on your balls, though, right? On your balls?
No, I got two holes in there. One last time. From this
that was on the Nickelodeon thing. That was one of the things that made the kid get covered
peanut
in
butter. Can you imagine?
And have dogs come out and lick him.
Can you imagine, like, that front page to, like, advertise that the thumbnail is just two guys, just peanut butter spray, not even regular peanut butter, it's just the dog spray, just going all over the tank. I had a bomb on one today, so that's fine.
Okay, now I'd actually rather hear Andrew's fun fact than you can say.
It was the one of the night. We were crushing. Keep going.
Blanco, or silver tequila, is considered the most popular with aficionados in tequila's home region.
It's also the most popular cheese dip.
Yep, that's true.
Dip.
At least that translates as white cheese, not white silver cheese. Because I don't want to eat silver cheese.
Also, when people say, do you have queso?
You're interrupting cheese. Andrew.
Was he reading?
He was.
I mean, I was.
I know. I don't hear
anything. I thought he was just talking.
I think we're fine.
No. It's unaged and therefore never stored in wooden casks, allowing for stronger notes of agave to come through.
Oh, fucking Snoresville, dude.
Christ. Yeah.
You can liven it up a little.
I could. Reposado means rest. And reposado tequila takes a little siesta before making its way to you. It's matured in a cask for about 2 to 11 months. This is how you sound. During that time, it will collect slight vanilla, caramel, and other sweet, woody flavors.
I've never tasted that in any.
I have never. No, honestly, you guys are talking about how much you love tequila. The shit tastes like nails on a chalkboard.
No, it doesn't. Have you ever had a sipping tequila? Like a really good sipping tequila?
I have had nice tequila.
Not what Manny's serving us today, but like a good tequila. Yeah. You can get those notes.
You don't like my tequila service?
I didn't say shit. What?
Jesus Christ.
Thank God you have terrible aim.
Thank God you have glasses.
That sounded really hard.
That point blank, I think is what they call it.
It's like, it hit me on the ricochet and I'm going to have a welt.
That was pretty fun. Anyways, we'll put it away. How was the show last night? Manny paid a guy that just lost someone that died. And then, Bugby lost her eye.
Yes.
If I had had a waffle fry cut my eye, so it wouldn't be the worst
don't
thing.
Don't get started on that story. Okay.
I feel like that's an injury that would befall me before you.
You were a child.
Yeah.
You're sort of like grade. Choking on it, I guess. But anyways, keep going. Sorry, this is fun.
Anejo, or extra Anejo tequila, has spent extended lengths of time gathering deeper, woodier tannic notes, like black tea and chocolate, in addition to agave flavors.
I don't know.
Cool, that was really fun. Fun fact number five.
Fun fact number five!
Number five, Cinco!
The worm, or Gusano.
That's what I'm calling him from now on.
Oh, damn
it. Gusano.
Gusano. I had it loaded and ready to go, damn it.
Is actually associated with mezcal. It started because of an accident. A maguey worm somehow got into a tequila bottle, and a quick-thinking PR manager said it was on purpose. So a piece of shit was like, no, it's supposed to be that. Yeah. It just gaslit the world.
You mean that worm that we put on there? Yeah.
Listen, white people will buy anything. The put brand more claimed worms
the worm,
in there.
The worm had aphrodisiac qualities. Soon other brands caught on and lasted as a trend through the 1940s.
I have seen one tequila bottle with a worm in it. Have you ever seen one in real life?
I have.
Yeah. I've always wanted to try
I've seen
it,
scorpion, yeah. too. And
you
then
drink
I
the worm?
Recently drank some sort of liquid with a snake in it.
Oh.
You want to tickle the Gusano?
Okay. You didn't taste the animal?
So on the episode that dropped yesterday, I told Mel about the toe whiskey in the Yukon,
yes.
And it grossed her the fuck out.
It made the stomach hurt.
Yeah.
Say again, sorry?
The toe whiskey in like the Yukon or whatever.
Yeah, you guys
would try that, right? Like if there
You've
was...
You've heard of this?
I would have to, I think.
Yeah.
I've right? honestly died.
What is toe whiskey?
When in Rome, dude, I'm always down to try.
Yeah, like...
You said, what is it?
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, so this guy lost his toe.
His name's Gary.
I think it was frostbite, but maybe not.
And he brought it into the bar, and they put it in one of the bottles.
Ooh.
And then people will take shots of it. And then
for
I think
luck,
at this point they have maybe a different toe. I'm not sure.
I don't think it's a different toe. I think they just keep refilling the bottle.
They do keep
with
refilling the bottle, but
whiskey.
I feel like at this point...
That's
has,
against health code.
Oh, never mind. I thought this was like a real thing where they're like, they put a toe in every single one, which
no.
is probably...
No,
one
no,
toe.
It's just a guy.
No, it's a bottle with a toe.
Toes,
some
guy from
some
guy
need a toe.
Man, a lot of dark
toe.
Shit happens in yeah. the global
the next
south.
Shark Tank. So
yeah.
There's all these
we got
left
toe
toes
idea.
On Everest.
Right? Come on.
Who's going to take the toes?
Yeah. Come on, guys. The pinky, it's lucky.
Uh-huh.
And you're just drinking the whole time.
I don't know. The snake one was weird. My face did go numb. Like,
that
I got tingly.
Doesn't seem right.
Did
well,
they
like
forget to take
it.
The poison glands out? They left it in there?
Yeah.
That's fucking
it
wild.
It was a Japanese, like,
that's,
something.
That's
yeah, okay, that
she
does sound very Japanese.
Trying to, like, hang out.
Well, my boss poured it for me, and I was like, I can't not take the shot.
No, that's... We have our own power and rights to do whatever we want.
That's
if
right.
You don't want
You're
to take a shot of
okay,
snake.
No, I chose, as an independent woman, to take the shot.
No, that's pretty cool. You're like, I'm going to be the manager of Staples. Like, I'll fucking do it, dude. You took it, and you're like, oh, we're fucking getting there tomorrow. Thanks, Gary.
It's better than sucking a dick. Maybe.
Fun fact number six.
Tickle the Gusano.
The Gusano. Actually, that's going to be our next song for the opening for getting our shit together. Is it Ghost or Gusano? Gusano?
Gusano.
I don't speak Spanish. Keep going.
You're Mexican.
Spanish. Go ahead. Okay, number six.
According to researchers.
You didn't say fun fact.
I did before.
Fun fact number six.
According to researchers, the sugars found in agave plant and thus tequila may be linked to weight loss.
Diabetes.
Add more
tequila.
Well, you just have to suck the bouquet out.
Can I only...
But then it's good.
I'm guessing that usually takes you guys 5 minutes.
Creamy liquid.
To read through this page?
No,
we
not necessarily.
Milky liquid.
It can. It depends on how off track we get.
Good. This is the most off track we've ever
Oh,
been.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Garrett.
Getting our shit together.
Hey, seriously, those fucked up.
It's such an oxymoron for your title.
It is.
But I like that, though. That's what we want.
To have people...
Well, it says they are getting together, not that they have it together.
Yes.
Right. So it's all about progress,
They're
right?
They're getting their shit.
Small
we
steps.
Bought the light, we keep the name.
Honestly, I remember I think that was the first thing I had, and I was like, I can't change it now. That sucks that I'm not getting back.
I was like, I don't know, man. That seems like a bad name. But it works.
Honestly, I love it now.
Well, yeah. What was the original premise? You were going to get your shit together, or like...
No, and honestly, it still matches Garrett and I, because we are also two completely different people, but like, no matter what, whether it seems like we're like when we have good things happening, hey, I'm crushing it now, things suck, whatever, one thing we all relate to is that you always have moments where you're like, I'm getting it together. But then something happens.
Yeah.
I think we're all relate in that serious.
You mean every three months of my life for the past 4 years? Yeah. Yeah.
It's a humbling way for us all to like kind of relate. Like, we're always trying to get our shit together.
Always.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
It's like chasing the dragon.
Chasing the dragon, dude. Mm-hmm. Fucking Gustav Milky, Gasano.
Good job.
Milky. Go at it.
So, which one of these facts are fake?
Oh, right.
It's the worm.
Fake fact reveal. Worm for Garrett. Any other guesses?
What you sound like.
From 1 to 6. 1 to 6. I'll say number 2.
And which one is that?
The, I don't want to read the whole thing.
No, but you can just
give it. Yeah.
That it was made, that it was,
Tequila has to be made in Mexico.
Yes, that it was illegal otherwise.
Yes.
I'm going to go with number 6. I don't think tequila can make you skinnier.
It's the sugars in the agave plant.
I honestly believe it is diabetes. The sugars, though.
I mean, I think 6 is bullshit, but I think Mel believes it.
That's why we're doing it tonight.
I think that technically, I mean...
2? You think 2? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I think 2 is also the fake fact. Mainly because there's cheap-ass tequila you can buy in the liquor store from the bottom shelf that was definitely made in the States.
Can we put something on the line here? Mm-hmm. If I'm right, not if another one, if I'm right, I get a pie Garrett in the face again.
Yes.
But if I am wrong, whether it's anything else besides 2, then you can pie me.
I think you just really want some pie.
No, he's going to cream pie, though.
Ooh, so, I learned what that is.
Milky
okay.
liquid.
So, one of you is correct, and it happened to be Garrett
you
with
won?
The worm. So it's half true. It was never accidentally put in there, and then they spun it. Yes, that was all my creation.
But also, they make
so happy
in the States.
To get a pie.
At least get high off of
it. I smiled the whole time, just like, you dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, that was your whole
thing. Isn't it amazing when you actually do one of those pies, like how quickly it runs out? There's not that much in
the
pan.
Grab
the
mayonnaise.
We only did 2 pies.
Does it
grab
still have
the
gas in it we can get high off of?
The only mayonnaise I have is Japanese mayo, and I'm not wasting that shit.
Oh, Cupid mayo.
I'm just saying, I'm not
guy.
Drinking, but I can do nitrous.
What about cottage cheese?
I'll allow it. Go get the cottage cheese.
Oh, what?
Gross.
All right, what are we on now? That
no,
way
we're not back.
We have a dead moment. If we have a dead moment, I'll go get it.
It's a perfect moment. Go.
Yeah.
Is it a perfect moment?
It's actually the cottage cheese break.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys go right ahead, cottage cheese people.
Is there any more ginger beer over
I'm not getting pie with cottage cheese.
But don't take the last
2 weeks
of
vengeance.
I think I want another one.
No, there's 2 left.
Okay. You can have 1.
There for you. Merry Christmas.
No,
wait, no, I'm not going to drink it straight. I want him to make me another. What are you doing?
When he gets back up here, I'm not going to do it.
We just wanted him to do the stairs.
Why? He wants it so badly, though.
He's a weird dude.
I cannot describe how uncomfortable you
guys
made me.
That's what killed my cousin.
What, just talking about that?
No. It was so awkward. I wanted to die.
Yeah. Oh, man. They looked at each other and they couldn't look at each other.
It's like, what? I want to say I believed you like 60%, but there was a small part of me
why
that
would
was
you
like,
not believe him?
Because it's Manny and Garrett.
See, I don't know them, so.
And I also thought, man, if this is real, this is going to be great content either way.
I honestly have nothing else. Close enough.
We didn't agree to coleslaw.
I had nothing
and
close
that's
enough.
A liquidy
you're good,
coleslaw.
Dude. You're good.
Coleslaw me!
You want it too much. It's like, it's desperate.
Do you really want to?
No!
I don't want to either.
What?
Wait, are you taking it? I thought you were going to pie me. I'm like, I don't coleslaw. I don't care. Whatever. Alright, where are we at, team?
Wait,
you're a weird fucking
tiny.
Dude.
Why did you get creamy coleslaw?
I honestly don't.
Yeah.
I was doing barbecue on Sunday, so and they're like, let's get coleslaw and some other shit.
Oh, man, this looks like if I was trying to
oh, my God.
Oh, what the fuck?
I was thinking a stick. Jesus Christ.
Weirdest thing we were gonna
do. That's a fucking nightmare.
You look creepy. You look like a creepier version of the guy from Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
You're gonna
like,
fucking
fuck my wife.
Oh yeah.
You look like Freak Show or whatever.
You look like Freak Show if you was Amish.
Yeah.
The back is also freaky.
Dude, the back is so funny.
Well, it's too small.
I thought it was funny. Like Gatsby looked like he was like a beetle at one point.
What is that even?
It was a wig for Gatsby on the Beanie Boys episode.
Oh,
there was no beanies.
What are you doing? Stop breaking things.
No, dude, wear it. It looks great.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it on.
No.
Oh, you look like Officer Doofy reporting your
graduation. I've literally never been drier in my life.
I think I look like...
I told you not to interrupt when I was cleaning my room.
I look like I just did a bunch of whippets, for sure.
Oh my God, that's so good. It looks like if I saw you without a second glance, I'd be like, whoa, that guy's.
Yeah, that guy needs to shave his head.
It looks,
exactly
like it takes
you, think.
Looks like it takes you 15 frames to get warmed up. If you got that reference.
Well,
fantastic.
Luckily you don't care about getting pussy, as you stated earlier, so.
Just be funny. Put on the wig, guys.
Yeah. No, I didn't say I didn't care about getting pussy. I said I didn't stand up to get pussy.
I'm above trying to get pussy when I get on stage,
Are you telling me that my 7 minutes on Winnie the Pooh Bear Detective isn't going to get me laid?
Yeah.
Drink review. Drink review.
Listen
to us review drinks.
This is what we think.
Yeah, so in our drink review, we're each going to go give a little review. You also have a scale of 1 to 10 for our rating system. And then 10 is the 10 drinks that you drink in a day.
You know how everyone drinks 10 drinks in a day?
Everybody drinks 10 drinks in a day.
Okay, actually, wait. Pause. Can you make me another drink?
Yeah, you have a problem.
Third drink. When she's not bartender, she just keeps on drinking.
Right. She can do it.
What? So, drink review, obviously. Bugby, why don't you go first? Because this is your third cocktail you're having.
Yes. Yeah, you usually don't drink them this fast.
I actually don't.
Yeah, she's always a slow drinker.
Super slow. I'm the one that usually has like the drink left at the end of the episode when everyone else has gone through theirs. So I like it. Plus, I don't know, it's a fun vibe in here, you know?
I'm just like,
not that ours isn't fun. But
Andrew doesn't usually have to put on wigs.
That's true.
Dude, that's what I'm
thinking.
We're not usually on video.
If you come into our room and you don't grab something and like put it on, like there's always a like, used rubber somewhere on the floor. Or
maybe.
Oh, well, I'll put that on too.
Oh, that was too far. I'm sorry.
Hey, you set me up for it, man.
It worries me because Karen's been gone for a while.
it's
a cleanup's easier.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
That's what I do like about
a
girl.
But now the sound of fucking plastic bags turns them on.
It's better than a sock, you know. You can really
reference. I love that.
Feel it.
Okay, so Bugby, what'd you think of the drink?
I loved it. I think out of the normal 10 drinks that I drink in a day, it would definitely be 9.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
You would drink 9 of them in one day?
Yeah. It's 24 hours, dude.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, right. This is not like, I'd start at 7 in the morning.
I'm not
obviously
judging.
Yeah, you're not defensive, it's fine. Janelle's weird.
What would that 10th drink be?
A white water.
Oh, my God, yeah. No, I really like it. And who would drink this? I think anybody would drink this.
Honestly, I like it a lot.
It's super easy. It's summertime patio. Summertime patio drink for sure.
Yeah.
Summertime.
I don't think I'd order this at a bar because I think
I hate what's happening with your
drinks. Yeah,
screens,
no, so do I.
Just don't
that's why I'm doing it.
It was funny that he was having like a serious moment.
Yeah.
You ruined it.
No, that's
it's like
the point.
Like my opinion. You're like, bitch.
Yeah.
Like you were.
You look
right
next to me.
You look down. You're like, I don't even want to look.
I'm not sure.
Can you turn that stool around?
It's worse.
I'll do it. It's worse.
And then I can still see you in the mirror.
Now, I feel like ordering this at a bar, it would be a little overpriced. I'd probably just make it at home.
God, that was the most
Yes. Physically, and you can't
I have so
it.
Much medical debt, all right?
That's so true. I'll give you that one. Yeah. I know I have medical debt like you. I love that you were like, first thing, it's going to be over cost.
I think it's no, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm never buying a fucking meal.
Caveat. Okay. I'm buying
a drink. Why are you paying? Do what Gary does.
It's to kill us. Probably
see, now, if you focus on getting pussy on stage, they would buy the drinks for you.
Right. No. That's
okay,
not,
but I mean, free anyway. Yeah. So free of these.
Free. Four. Okay. I don't like tequila.
Well,
that
actually,
much.
I don't know why we're asking him because he hasn't.
I know, but
yet.
I know what ginger beer and
he
tequila tastes like.
It's been
like.
Too much. He's been.
You would pay $4. Is that what you're saying? You
no,
pay
I'd have four if somebody else was paying for them. Actually, I'd probably have nine if somebody was paying for them.
I don't know. Two shots or one and a half? I don't know how many I'd have, honestly. I don't remember the last time I went out and just got hammered off of mules.
Well, we could have them at home, too. Sometimes there's different numbers.
We have mules at home.
Well, and also, it depends if they have the alcoholic or non-alcoholic ginger beer.
Yes. I like don't feel like this is you guys in a glass, though. While it's creative to have the tequila and the ginger, which is beautiful, the taste... Mm-mm.
Okay, what do you
it's
see as us?
Not what you guys taste
what do you
like?
See as us? I see his as like a pennies in like water.
You know, kind of metallic.
Well, you got that That's what taint. I was saying. I'm like, this is fucked up. But it's like,
God damn, man.
This tastes how blood is. This tastes like blood.
Yeah.
I feel like cheap whiskey and half water would taste like that.
Right? It's like 99 bananas and roofie.
99 bananas. Right.
You got You want to make sure she gets her potassium, okay?
I do care about that, though.
Yes, that's beautiful.
So wait, I'm sorry. What was the drink you do see us in, though?
I do like the penny water. I think that's
pretty good. Can you imagine him saying that? It's like he first meets Cece. Anything. So what do I have at the house? Well, I have high C, obviously. And then water and old pennies.
Yeah. It's been aging.
We've been saving them. They're a good year. Emily, get in the piggy bank!
You know, if you actually put the pennies in Coke, you can, like, drink some of that copper. It'll come off in the wash.
Oh, shut up, you smart son of a bitch.
I know that Coca-Cola, you can clean blood off of highways.
That's true.
I'm sorry about that, man. I just...
Yes.
Sorry. I've been feeding off of their energy.
Okay. I would probably be able to drink five of these. Is your cousin calling you?
He's dead again.
Oh, no, dude. No. Oh, my God. No.
No.
You should have fucking went with it. We pretend like we never
How
told
far did you want to go with that?
I know.
I would have tried. Is we wanted you guys, like, when we said, all right, that's it, and it's just awkward, and you guys are like, thanks for the show, and I'm like, yeah, thanks. Garrett's looking down, too. Yeah, it does.
It's a good show.
I guess I'll show you guys out.
We have to tell Tyler the story and let him believe it as far
or
as I know.
Or send him the video.
Dude, it's so uncomfortable.
That's how I know it. That's how
a
I know
good show,
I
though. Because
it's
made
perfect.
Russell feel incredibly uncomfortable.
Oh, and he's already good at that.
Yeah, he's more repressed than I am.
And then we got JJ Alexander pretty uncomfortable, too.
Are you doing the dead cousin on everyone?
No.
Oh, no. That's the only time
Russell
we did
was
it.
Mine and Manny's, like, infighting. It made him feel really fucking bad.
So I'm saying, like, when we were figuring
Mom,
out...
Mom, Dad, stop fighting!
It was literally that. When we were figuring out what the fuck we were doing, you were on, like, the fourth episode earlier on, and I think we bickered with you, and you said something about it, right? So we started doing a thing... I think the board's back there, huh, Cece? Where Garrett would talk shit and give me this dumb fucking look, and then I started making a tally of how many looks. Did I erase it? Because it was from last season. It was like 45 dumb
he
looks.
He just gave scowls. You one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the scowls. But anyways, and then we'd fight. But to see Russell that uncomfortable.
He was.
To the point where he has to stop and be like, guys, I just gotta let you know, I'm very uncomfortable. It was even like funny at that point. Like he felt really But we learned it. We figured it out. Mm. Now we just bring up dead cousins all day. Hey, don't joke like that. It's fucked up.
I do like this vibe, and I do want to do more tricks to our guests.
Tricks? You want to
say the guests we have aren't like, comedians most of the time.
I recommend killing a cousin and then use it later on.
I do have two dead cousins already, so I can just...
You're so lucky. I don't have any dead cousins yet.
That was great.
Oh, man.
You're going to help.
Mine are dropping like... flies. Thanks, fucking fentanyl.
Wow, why do you think it's real every time? Why do you think it's so real?
Maybe I'm joking too. Maybe they die like, in a car
these
crash.
These guys are like the boner and you're like the lighter under the dick.
Yeah.
As soon as you start to say it, like, weird he's going to get
rid of it. Yeah, we have a normal lighter under the boner.
You know how you do the lighter under
your boner? That's how Manny got holes
in his tank. You're like, lighter under your boner.
Wait, where did... Oh, 40-year-old virgin. When he called saying, I have a boner, for I've had it for over 6 hours, what I do? And the guy was like, if you just, like, take a lighter... And you put it
that must have been in the deleted scenes.
What? That just made it harder, though. What if you find that out about yourself?
It's
calloused.
Like, honestly, this is a challenge. He says he's not scared of it.
Is that how you got the two holes in your gooch?
I don't know.
From the lighter?
It might have been from the crumble cookies.
That was 12 years ago.
Thanks, Manny.
Sorry. He ate a crumble cookie out of her butt. So what's the next
part? I do know that. I'm very aware.
Yeah, I've listened to that episode.
Damn it.
Sorry.
And those crumble cookies do crumble. So did you get every piece?
I mean, were you...
You'll have to talk
like, about it. Like a vacuum?
Wait, ask. Can I ask what was the flavor of the week? Because if you say you peanut butter nuts...
Little ears. My stepkid's in here with me.
Oh, that's my fault. Sorry, Emily. Didn't see ya. Didn't see ya.
The whole time.
Yeah, okay. Kentucky wedding cookie.
Ooh,
what
nice.
The fuck is that?
That's a flavor, you uncultured swine.
Is it like cool? Bourbon? Is it
insects? It's asbestos and fucking water. Nickels again.
Pennies.
Sorry.
We're sticking with the pennies. Nickels?
Sorry, guys.
We're not that bougie.
I'm $100 bills. Look at this place. Anyways, keep going.
So,
you're one malpractice away from losing it all, dog.
Yeah.
I think this podcast might count as malpractice.
Yes. Gary, what's your drink review? How many of your 10 drinks would you drink?
You know, I thought it was pretty good, but I'm a huge ginger beer fan as it is. I don't drink a whole lot.
Because of the
previous
implication.
Yeah. previous problems between me and another comedian. I stopped drinking, but this was good. I would drink probably 10 drinks
know.
A day.
Hey, yeah. What's the you another?
You were there at the show, you dipshit.
Oh, Lloyd Woodby, you son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, fuck Lloyd Woodby.
No, I'm just kidding. Was it that?
It was that
oh,
show.
Oh, yeah, I thought
but
so.
It wasn't. It wasn't Lloyd.
We both bombed.
Well, yeah, dude, they had beers. They had PBR Tallboys on sale for like 99 cents before the show.
Shout out to Woodby, crushing it.
I drank like four of them before my set, and I got fucked
that's
up.
That's even in Andrew's budget. Like, that's
awesome.
That's,
yeah, I can do that.
Well,
yeah.
I got...
Hey,
I'm
ladies,
gonna have to start drinking
want
again.
Some PBR? I got pussy jokes. Okay.
I got hammered, and then I get up there, and the host was... He was a disabled gentleman, and he was wearing...
He was wearing an all-red suit.
And I got fucked up, and I was like, "Let's give it up for your host." His walk says,
"But his
oh no, his wardrobe says blood, but his walk says crip."
Is this the disabled comedian we all hate?
No, it's not. Okay. It's not
we talked about it last time. No, yeah. But and then the lady that featured, I think she's dead.
I hope so.
She's a Kentucky cookie put into a human being.
She's someone's cousin.
Well, life expect that was 12 years ago.
Oh, for sure.
She's dead.
She's the kind that sat on the stool and was like, "So everybody?"
They buried her in a hefty sack, and she was cremated.
Jesus. Anyways, thanks, Woodby. Rest in peace.
I would give this a 7.
He's
I would
not
drink.
Good.
I would drink.
Okay,
exactly.
7 of them throughout the day. Okay, and what kind of person do you think drinks this?
I drink this.
I honestly would. Tequila?
Yeah, I'll have fun.
Yeah,
we'll
I prefer ginger. The Moscow Mule, I think, over the Mexican Mule.
Really?
Personally. I'm a vodka bitch.
I know you did it again.
You just keep freaking me out.
I know.
I'm just not touching it. It's not getting off.
I know. I'm very sorry.
And you just like keep.
This is what I do. This is what I do.
Because we have a tally for weird looks for
well,
Manny.
I mean, I think
Manny, you scouts. Understand this is a scouts. Trauma response, right?
Hey, call me. I'm going to pretend it's my cousin. Make it feel real fun.
So you guys were in on it too? Call. You were calling him?
We're actors.
You should take a call and it's from your brother and he's like, "I finished the job."
That's so good. My brother was stabbed.
Cool.
There we go. That's good. Thank you. So, she rated the drinks.
Yes.
You rated the drinks.
Rated,
wait, how many in a day would you drink?
Are we out, like, drinking? Like, this is my, you don't have this work. Is my Friday night?
It's yeah, the normal 10 drinks a day that you have.
Yeah, everybody drinks 10 drinks a day.
Jesus Christ.
Do for sure. I would, how many of this, if I have two shots of tequila, I'm out with the gang, I'd say I have, like,
you're doing my driving drinking, man.
No.
Oh,
no,
my
no.
God.
all scenarios are pointing into
you. Honestly, I'd say at least five, man. That's 45
You're
shots.
More responsible than I thought you were with that stuff.
You thought so?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought you just. I think if you were actually out there, you wouldn't be counting the shots, and you would just be like, I have so many friends. The one thing,
according to this recipe, it's only one shot that you have in each drink. If it's 1.5 ounces.
I put 1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one shot.
Oh, that's my bad. Yeah.
So that's five shots.
If I'm doing a show, no shots. Maybe half. But otherwise, we're letting
yeah,
it go. All the
let her out.
All the coleslaw.
So at the live show last night, we had champagne as one of the ingredients.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It was a, I was doing it as a bit, but then it like...
And you just
yeah,
topped
no, it. Doing it as a bit.
The and second so, you started pulling from that bottle, it was like, oh,
and so
okay,
then, yeah,
I know
like,
where
we
this
just
is going.
Drank from the champagne bottle all night and was belching into the mic. She's like, it's not my fault I had champagne.
God damn it, Bumpy. God damn it. Damn you.
I can't help it. But also, I realized after I drank from the bottle that, like, no one else could now. So I was just like, I guess I have to finish this. That's true. You didn't take a few swigs.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gracias. Mucho gracias. Oh, you just had to say gracias because of the deal. Got
yes.
it. That's all right.
Yeah, she's never said that before.
No.
That was horrifying.
It means thank you.
Yes. So this is where we do our thank yous.
Okay.
We always want to thank our guest bartenders today, Manny and Garrett, getting our
what
shit together.
Garrett didn't do shit at all.
He did get pie to the
face. I make the show yeah. watchable.
That's right.
Personality hires are
no, I mean, you didn't make
yes.
the bartending.
No,
bartend.
I didn't have to.
Yeah, you didn't have to bartend. Mm-hmm. I wasn't saying in general. No, you can't. You can't all, my friend.
I mean, he had a tear come out.
Dude,
that was pretty good.
You took a pie to the face.
Oh, my God.
I smell yeah. like milk now.
Yes.
I know.
You missed my whole joke in the middle. I was like, honestly, like, whipped cream is your sweat at this point.
No, I heard it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, we're just
no, I can only
on.
Handle so many fat jokes before I'm like, oh, God, it's the same.
It's true, you're like, Manny, I've done every, like, fat sweat joke. I
yeah, everything. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever write a fat joke and go, again? Really?
Again?
Again?
Will you get annoyed with your
own jokes?
Because
I do that with bald jokes all the time.
I do fat jokes from a point of hating fat people, though.
Right.
That's
and
funny, though.
I think
that's
it's
funny,
fucking
though.
Great. Because I'm going to be honest. As a fat person, I fucking hate fat people. There's so much self-loathing.
Why did you do that? Just lead off as soon as you get on stage. Just lead off like, I just gotta get this out of the way.
I fucking hate fat people.
No, that's great, dude. God damn it.
That's good. I like it.
I like it. We'll start writing it. But thank you guys. This was a whole fucking lot of fun.
Yeah,
we always. This
I
was
love
fun.
Fat
it
people.
Was. It was worth the drive to Pueblo. At
don't
least.
Cancel
very
me.
Sorry. The one thing why I try to make the studio decent for you guys is just because it is a dumb drive. I'm very sorry about it.
Right. I forgive you.
In this economy, we get it.
I will say I didn't go get weed earlier because I was coming down here tonight and I didn't want to make the trip twice.
It's
yes.
true. Well, if you're also going to save up money for heroin.
Yeah. Well, heroin you can get for a lot cheaper, though.
See, you get real every time. You get real every time. You're like, you're depressed now. You're like, you're going to get heroin.
I know.
You want it up here.
I saw that as a positive, though. It's like, it gets you higher, and it's cheaper.
Oh, man, that's a fast move.
It's got a point. It's got a point.
Fucking Pangea up there.
I'm not going to touch it. Whatever happens,
like right now, from this angle, you look like a pinhead.
Hell
you know,
yeah.
from like the old circus days.
You
one
look like
of
you're,
us.
I think you're supposed to
from
call.
The old
one
circus
of
days.
Us.
You look like
oh god! Oh god!
You look like
what
you're
supposed to call it out.
I just don't think we just don't that, talk about
not it.
I think you call them waterheads.
Yeah, you look like
you like any of it.
You look like you're supposed to mix my mashed potatoes with your left good hand.
Oh.
It does kind of. It does look like I
Chris
work
Elliott.
Like I'm on work release and I work at a like Old Country Buffet or something.
Old Country. But yeah, so is that?
And then
oh, wait, I would be remiss if we did not thank Costco just in general.
Our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
We love Costco. Do you guys have a Costco in Pueblo?
Oh, no, we're not white. No, wait. We have
a Sam's Club.
We have Samuel.
The poor version of Costco.
Don't worry, I do have a Costco membership because I'm trying to get on the white level.
So you drive to Colorado Springs to go to the Costco?
Yeah. I work there all weekend. So
we have pawn shops.
Yeah, we have pawn shops. We can get Costco-related stuff there, dummy. crap salad.
Let's not shit on Pueblo, all right?
Yes.
Dude, I work in the ED of Colorado Springs. Like, you guys are much worse there.
Really? Erectile dysfunction of Colorado Springs.
Is that Nevada?
Oh, is that where you learned the fire B trick?
With
the
yeah. You know what you're like? Well,
yeah, part of that's emotional. All those young soldiers can't get hard unless they're yelled at for 4 hours.
Oh, goddamn. Somebody really hurt you. Somebody really hurt you.
We told you he's broken.
But anyways, yeah, we're trash. But, thank you, Costco. Thank you, Sam's Club, for being in the club.
We don't thank Sam's Club.
We're sponsored by Sam's. Thank you, guys.
We're not.
Wow. Well, this will never come out then.
Yeah.
We also have some promotions. We have our next live show on April 18th.
Yes.
So that'll be amazing at the Carter Payne. Hopefully ticket sale link is up for that soon.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And all that was fun. And then we got another one in the works for June.
June.
We're still finishing up that contract.
We'll
let it go public when all of the dust is settled.
When the details, are...
That's right. Well, this episode will be out the 29th for us, and then we're going to be at the Paramount in downtown Denver in 2 weeks.
Shows lined up until May, so if you have openings and you want me on your show...
My next one, I played last night for Mel at Vultures, so go in there.
In his bathroom.
Oh, fuck, I canceled. Never mind.
It's okay. We only had two tickets.
I'm coming, though. Yeah. We had two tickets.
I did not cancel Mel's show. I didn't agree to get on it.
Yes, he said no right away.
I even told her I'm not pulling a Garrett. Sorry.
Hey, and there were...
You literally pulled a Garrett.
At least he communicated.
There were at least 5 people in the audience for the podcast.
God damn it, Vultures.
I feel like you should clear something up.
Okay.
8 years ago, I was not the best at communication and stand-up and being attentive. And that ruined me, because since then, I have like 100% attendance rate.
Because you're getting your shit together. Because you're getting your shit together. And you're amazing.
Thank you, man.
I think maybe lower since COVID, maybe.
I don't know. I stopped doing stand-up in 2019, and then COVID happened, and I was like, I could probably do this again.
I like to do it behind a glass with mask on.
Or on a trailer for cars.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt Gabriel.
We're on Zoom.
Anyways, this was fun, though.
This was fun.
Yeah. Yes.
This was, like, truly great. Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I'll be thinking about this for a little while.
At least for the ride home.
That was fun. Yeah. Next.
Mel's the best at vague maybe compliments.
Like
when Bugby asked me if her outfit was okay to wear to Benny's, and I said, "Yeah, it's dark in there."
She didn't say that to me.
But my mother has perfected it. The women in our family are just really good at those, and I don't want to continue that, but I just, like, feel it. It just...
You do it constantly.
Yeah.
It's always like you build me up a little bit, but you're like, don't feel too good about yourself. Yeah. And I like that. Thank you.
It's manipulation.
I have to poop.
You guys are here.
Creamy liquid.
My name is Manny Crespin. This is Garrett Waller.
I'm Andrew Ingram.
Buy my book. Buy my book. Buy on Amazon. Mel Clema. Biggie Bot. Biggie Bot. Ricochet.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is it? Bugbee.
I don't know.
Bugberry.
I'm Kelly motherfucking Bugbee.
That's a sick name. Kelly Bugbee. Thank you guys for listening.
And this was Tig Notaro.
And this is Tig Notaro. Thanks, guys.
Hey, listen to this on both feeds.
We have to do a cheers.
Okay, yeah, cheers, cheers.
Everybody's empty
we
glass.
We need at least like a clinking.
Okay.
I really did try.
Yay!
Cheers.
So fun.
Manny, there's some extra milky liquid in there for you, buddy.
Thank you. Sorry about your cousin. Oh,